grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Valley.
G'day. Hello.
How is it going?
Pretty good. Just went for my afternoon walk and, gathered my thoughts. It was very good.
You weren't tempted to run like everyone else?
It's not allowed, mate.
Okay.
Not allowed.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Steady the pace.
How long was your walk, Chris?
Not too far, to be honest. I had to get back for this, you know.
Fair enough.
But, you know, good to get out. It's going to be good next week. I'm hoping level 3 all goes to plan, right? We all behave ourselves. We might be allowed out next week. Might be able to come back to the studio.
What even is behaving ourselves in level 3?
Oh, not sure. Certainly at the hemp store, it doesn't look like we'll be able to open the shop up, but we will be able to unleash our full website and let people buy online and not be restricted to the definition of essential, which we do some of, but that will be good at least, and we'll find some other ways. I believe they're going to allow click and collect, where you might make an appointment and come in for a curated
One at a time in the shop
experience. Yeah, one at a time thing. Yeah, take a number.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
I guess that means it's easy to track who's coming into the shop.
Yeah, it is easy to track people,
John. That's right. There's got to be contact tracing, and that's all very interesting, eh? So
great, John.
It's going to be everywhere you go.
Sounds great. Sounds real great. Why don't we just, maybe I should just put GPS under my skin now, just make it easier.
They've already done it with the 5G, I tell you.
Yep.
No, just to be clear, no.
Wow.
So, hey, kind of quiet on the cannabis news front, you know. I mean, being there's only one real story in town, I guess, but research doesn't stop in some places. Certainly, the publishing of it doesn't. Mm. And there's been a crap load of studies come out showing the various effects of cannabis, medical cannabis in particular. A lot of it good, some of it not necessarily, but that's the thing with research. You get to dispel myths and things.
Mm.
One of them was finding that multiple sclerosis users, by just using cannabis alone, they could replace several medications, and which is always very good, of course. One of them found CBD, subjective effects were indistinguishable from placebo by taking it orally, but if they inhaled it, they got effects. So that's interesting too.
Like a vapor.
We have another clinical trial starting up in Australia looking at, what the hell is it looking at? Well, they're being a bit secretive, but I think it's insomnia, that one there. There's a study in America, actually, that anyone can sign up to and do, because it's happening online, and it's looking at the COVID-19 and its impacts on cannabis use. So, you know, good or bad, what people are finding in terms of either struggling to get some or whatever it is, or if it's helping them or not helping them, or whatever these researchers want to find out. And we've put a link to that on Normal's Facebook page, NormalNZ on Facebook, so people can click through to that and go and complete that online survey, which would be very good. And another study coming out of Canada showing CBN, which is one of the cannabinoids that that is produced in the plant, inhibits proliferation and induces cell death in at least 3 lines of cancer cells, glioblastomas, a type of carcinoma, and breast cancer cells. So that's very interesting as well. There was also another one that looked at the use of terpenes in cannabis. An interesting thing about that one is it actually came out of University of Otago, so done here in New Zealand.
Wow.
And it actually found that the entourage effect, or the synergistic effect that people are talking about, the patients report, and it's shown up in quite a few studies, that mostly isn't related to cannabinoid receptors. There's some weak interaction by one of them, the beta-carophyllene, but in other ways the terpenes seem to be acting in other parts of the body or other receptor systems. But still, if the synergistic effect is there, and if the, you know, the benefits the patients are reporting, if that's what they say they're getting, then that's what they say they're getting.
What do the terpenes do?
Well, There's a whole bunch of different ones. So, and they're not exclusive to cannabis. Terpenes are things that really make herbs, as opposed to just some random plant. The reason they're a herb, they're quite aromatic. That's because, you know, that's the terpenes. They're interacting with us. And, you know, all sorts of animals, humans and other animals, have selected those plants or whatever. Evolution has selected them to produce more of these terpenes. And so they do interact with the nervous systems of all vertebrates. So... But, you know, it's all very interesting, all these lots of studies that are coming out and all around the world, and starting to see them happening here in New Zealand too, and which, of course, we have now the medical cannabis scheme in effect for 2 weeks. So obviously that came into effect in the middle of the lockdown, and pretty hard to kind of for a lot of people to access things, or it's not perhaps their main priority right now, fair enough. But when we do start to get into that, that's going to mean, or it does mean right now, if you can get your doctor through telemedicine or whatever, then any doctor can prescribe THC and CBD products now. And they don't need any kind of special approval. They can just prescribe them, and they can prescribe them to any patient for any condition, you know, which is a really huge thing. Really,
how
cool
many
thing.
Different products are they able to be prescribed at the minute?
Yeah, that's the problem. So we have the existing ones. They got like a transition window for 6 months, so that there's three, I think, Sativex and Tilray and Medleaf. I'm not sure if there are any others. There might be, but whatever was around legitimately when it came in, they've got 6 months to get their new way, you know, follow the new rules. And in terms of the new rules, so it is, you know, pharmaceutical based. So products have to comply with all sorts of standards and regulations here, and they, in particular, have to go through this product assessment. And there's different fees and things, but they're quite expensive compared to what most people will be thinking. I think if people are in the pharmaceutical or medical industry already, they would probably just go, that's just a fee that you pay to do your thing. And but I think if people were looking to set up little grows and make their own medicines and things, they might find that the structure that's in place there is not really geared to that. But there is a place for them, and that's supplying to the other companies, the bigger ones, that have that facility to be able to do it. So it'll take some time, but I fully expect all this to get up and running in the next few months or 6 months, or certainly by the end of the year, and you know, full steam ahead from there.
If I hear you say I had a prescription for THC or, you know, medicinal cannabis, Chris, issued from a doctor, would that give me a bit of room to perhaps grow a plant in the garden at home?
Doesn't officially, but I think certainly in the real world, you know, anyone who's confronted with that and sees that a patient has a prescription, of course that makes everything a bit more legitimate, and certainly, you know, they're not seen to just be kind of making it up on the spur of the moment or whatever. So I think it would certainly help with patients, and I certainly sympathise with patients who need to grow their own, either through affordability or preference or whatever it is. You know, the if they're going to do that, then yeah, get a prescription and at least have that paperwork there as some form of, insurance, if you will. But but the main way that patients are going to be able to do that, because they won't be able to do it legally under the medical cannabis scheme, but if we vote yes in the referendum, then everyone gets to grow up to 4 plants at home. And in fact, if they grow a bit more, like a medical patient would need to, then it's just a ticket, it's just a fine for growing up to 10. And even then, I think if a patient had a prescription under that thing, I mean, you know, discretion and common sense, and not, you know, who wants to go around arresting sick people, you know? No one. Oh, we've got the caller again.
This fucking saga at your house. Do you live in like a mansion?
Mate, that might be our time then, eh?
All right, mate.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, and stay safe out there.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. See ya.
See you later, Chris.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.